For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Oh, yeah. 9 o'clock stretch in progress. Oh, yeah, it's for real. I really do stretch.
He really does, yeah.
During the 9 o'clock stretch.
Yes, he does. I'm glad we don't have the push-up stretch, or that'd be another push-up segment or something.
It is 9:06, time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Tonight, the big show, Kamala, edited, hanging out with Tim Walz on the friendly confines of the CNN studio, but yes, pre-recorded and fully edited. We'll talk about that coming up, but first, Art Forgy's with us, Alachua County Sheriff's Office spokesperson. Good morning, Art. How are you?
Good morning, Bob. Good morning, Greg. I'm doing fine. Happy to be here once again.
Yeah, and good news for young recruits, or maybe not so young recruits, those making a career change, because I guess the Alachua County Commission and the Sheriff have agreed to a pay increase. So what's the starting pay?
Yeah, it's going to be going up to $55,000, which, you know, we're competing with the Gainesville Police, Marion County, you know, counties around us, the Florida Highway Patrol, the Department of Corrections. Everybody is going up to $60,000. So we're still lagging behind, but the commission and the sheriff have talked about working on a plan to get us up to that level and to make us competitive. And, you know, it's a very competitive market. If I can make $60,000 across the street and $55,000 on this side, people are going to the $60,000.
Well, you got to sell them on quality of life. But then you also have to point out what that is. You know, good schools.
Absolutely.
Things
absolutely.
Like that.
And, you know, the things that we have around here, and coming up on football season, we get to work those games. The UAA hires us, so, you know, not a seat left in the house. It's sold out, but our deputies will be in there working the game, and once in a while get to look up and see it.
Yeah, you don't really get to. Why, you know, I know law enforcement, I see them, I wave to the ones that, you know, that I know, but I never really see them inside the stadium. Now, you might be able from the hallway to see a little bit.
They're assigned in sections. So usually they'll be up at the top of the section unless they have something to deal with down there. But
so if I start a fight, I'll find out who's patrolling my section.
You'll find out. Exactly.
You'll know immediately
from
somebody you know.
Yes.
They'll introduce themselves.
All right. So good. So good things happening there. You know, trying to keep the pay up. And I know that's no easy feat. And then you've got this jail inmate, Zivion Speed Mitchell. What's going on with all these additional charges?
As a matter of fact, 303 additional charges. Mr. Speed Mitchell was arrested back on May the 10th. He was charged with a domestic battery and resisting without and a probation violation. He had his first appearance that next day and was ordered not to have contact with the victim. That first appearance around 9 a.m., he first called his victim.
What?
At about 10:17 that same morning, right after first appearance.
He was just told not to do it.
Yes.
Okay. Doesn't take direction.
About an hour and 17 minutes later.
Doesn't play well with others.
Yeah. And then 302 more times did he call her. So, you know, you just got to shake your head, because that's an easy one to follow, especially when the judge tells you don't have contact. They don't appreciate you violating what they've told you to do.
You know, I'm not a psychologist, but I think this borders on obsession.
Yeah, definitely, definitely.
What about the arrest of Wayne Lawrence?
Got a couple of, you know, really sick ones to talk about. Mr. Lawrence was a bus driver here in Gainesville for the school board. He was arrested after a quick and thorough investigation where they developed probable cause based upon evidence, electronic evidence, several other things, where he was, and I would say, grooming his victim, who was under the age of 18, and just a really bad place to put the victim in. The victim was strong enough to come forward and tell us about what went on. Detectives interviewed Mr. Lawrence. He didn't dispute much of what went on, and he is currently in the Alachua County Jail.
It's really, I guess, difficult to determine what exactly goes over the line into this, you know, grooming and all that goes with it, you know, because you can be, well, he was just really friendly, or he paid me extra attention. He was always nice and complimentary. I mean, it starts out like that, right?
Yes, absolutely.
And then it's
absolutely
difficult to see where that line was crossed and in what way. And then, of course, you have to rely on the witness. And, of course, you collected evidence in this, but that's got to be a tough gig.
Yeah, it starts with gaining their trust and confidence, and just working up a step each time to a different little higher level until he gets to what he is aiming for.
Wow. And then the victims in these things, you know, without counseling and stuff, they tend to think somehow it was their fault that they invited it, and that's another whole sick thing.
Yeah, I'll brag on it. You know, there are a lot of unseen people that work at the sheriff's office that do great work. But our victim advocates are there for all victims, and they do a phenomenal job. We've got the best of the best there.
Detective still looking for victims of Thomas A. Burns. What was he up to?
He is from here in Gainesville. Mr. Burns. And this isn't something that just happened once, Bob. It was ongoing based upon the electronic evidence that we collected. But he would target shopping areas, grocery stores, malls, different things like that, department stores. And he would use his phone to take pictures up women's dresses, skirts, whatever they happened to be wearing.
That's why I quit wearing skirts.
Yeah, me too. And I noticed Greg doesn't have his kilt on today.
No, he does not. It's a serious issue.
It is.
And isn't this the kind of crime that starts out that way, and then they get further engrossed and take more chances and further, and pretty soon, in a lot of cases, you'll have like a rapist on your hands.
Absolutely. And the really horrible part about this is probably these folks don't realize they were victimized. It's not like we have a face or a location that we can, you know, go back and look at. Mm-hmm. It's, you know, we have those photos. And so we're hoping that maybe people realize, look at his face, his mugshot, and recognize him, maybe running into him at one of these locations and thinks back and says, oh, yeah, I remember him. He kind of bumped into me, or he did this or that. We know there's hundreds of victims out there. We just don't know who they are.
How old of a guy is he? Do you know?
He's 45, from here in Gainesville, a black male from here in Gainesville. And so, you know, just based on the number of photos, I'm going to stress it again, we know he's been doing this for quite some time, and there are many victims out there. And once again, sad part is they probably don't realize that they were even a victim.
So the photos themselves are not enough in terms of evidence? You need people to come forward?
Both.
Okay.
You know, we know we have the charges here because, you know, he was committing an illegal act. But if we can put a victim to that, then we can up the charges and have increased charges.
Register your cameras, I'm assuming, like the ones that might be positioned around your home outside.
Yeah. And, you know, we don't want access to your cameras. We don't want to know what's going on. We just, if we have a crime in your area, we would like to know that this house has a camera, this house doesn't. So we're not going necessarily door to door. We know where they are. And if you do register your camera, and you can find out where to do that on our Facebook page, but if you do register your camera, all we do is we know that there's a camera there. And should a crime happen in your area, we'll call you up and say, hey, Bob, would you take a look at your security camera for last night between 10 and midnight? See if you caught anything suspicious on there. You know, that's how we work it. It's not, we don't have access to it. We're not getting a live feed. We're not going to call you all the time. We're just going to look at it if there's a crime in the area and we need to see it.
Yeah, maybe part of a tag shows up on my camera and the neighbor down the street gets the other side, or a description of you know, a person or a vehicle or whatever. It could all help to catch the bad folks.
Absolutely.
All right, stolen guns lock your vehicle. How many times have we said this?
Yeah, we talk about this every show. And the task force with the state attorney, the Gainesville Police, and ASO began in March. And so far, year to date, we've taken 210-plus firearms that are illegal, stolen, in the hands of felons, working cases with them, been used in crimes, off of the streets. You've noticed we haven't heard as many shootings and stuff. That's what law enforcement's doing. We're not associated with what the Board of County Commissions and the city are doing with their gun violence task force. We're boots on the street working on it.
Yeah, and doing a great job. Always appreciate it. Art Forgy, Alachua County Sheriff's Office. Keep up the good work.
Thanks for having me. You fellas have a great day.
You do the same. Coming up, real talk of peace. Coming out of Ukraine? Details next on 97.3 The Sky.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them? Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Ah, the gridiron. Fresh cut grass. Smell of the pigskin. Cooking or being tossed around like a football?
Yes.
All the above.
Yes.
Yeah, welcome to it. The weather doesn't say fall, but the Gators say time to play football Saturday, 3:30 in the Swamp, taking on number 19 ranked Miami. This will set the tone. Art Forgy, as he was leaving, he said, this will set the tone. They can win this game. And I agree. So, we're going to root for our Gators. It's going to be a big day Saturday. The Swamp sold out. So, I'll be in the air conditioning.
Yeah, in other words, I'll bet you will.
In other words, I don't have tickets.
Mm-hmm.
Another big local story. They have broken ground for the new City Hall. Tim Martin will be joining us next week on Tuesday. In fact, we'll talk about that and peace. We're going to talk about peace. Not us in particular. The Ukrainian president.
Oh.
Vladimir Zelensky.
He should want peace.
Well, he usually wants pieces of military equipment and pieces of eight, as in cash.
Yeah.
But he actually told reporters Tuesday that his country will finalize a peace plan to end the Russian invasion by November, the month of the scheduled American presidential election. Okay, am I trying to connect dots that aren't there? But haven't we spent billions?
Yeah.
And didn't we all kind of scratch our heads and say, how exactly do you beat Russia?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Russia.
Yeah.
More nuclear armaments than anybody else on the planet. How do you beat them? And I never really got an answer there. But then RFK Jr. talked about how this whole thing started and the neocons and pushing weapons basically up Russia's backside all around him, surrounding him. We wouldn't put up with that as a country. And we kept poking Putin, poking him with those missiles, poking him with talk of expanding NATO. And they knew it was poking him, irritating him. So, yeah, he went into Ukraine. That doesn't make what he did okay. But how is it now that RFK Jr. said what he said, Trump said what he said, going back to, I could fix this thing in like 24, 48 hours? How is it that that now has come about to where for the first time that I've heard since this whole thing began, real talk of real peace?
Yeah.
Isn't that interesting?
Mm-hmm.
Biden charged, no talk of peace, and you actually have an invasion. Obama in charge, and you have an invasion and takeover of Crimea.
Yep.
By Putin.
See a pattern.
Trump in charge, no problems with Russia. Talk of peace. It's about time. So that's great news. Zelensky said that he hoped to present the plan to Joe Biden and the top two candidates vying to replace him, Kamala and Donald. He added that Ukraine is also planning to host a second iteration of the peace summit hosted by Switzerland in June, which Russia did not participate in and resulted in no significant changes on the battleground. Well, Russia, as long as American and NATO positions don't change or they're not willing to move on anything, then why should Russia bother to attend? That's the change that Russia wants. Quit putting missiles up close to our country, pointed right at our country. Can you understand that? I mean, if we had nuclear missiles in Mexico facing us, I don't think we would take that lying down. And I know it's hard to picture Mexico doing that or Canada doing that. I mean, they're not. But, I mean, the Cuban Missile Crisis, one tiny little island. They were going to put a couple missiles on there. Oh, no, that was almost World War III, because there's no way that we were going to allow that to happen. So you got to see the whole picture. And we're not given the whole picture. That's part of the problem. We're not given the whole picture. All this stuff gets so filtered. You know, information. I remember I had a family friend worked in Army Intel. And he said it was amazing to him. And he didn't want to go into any real detail. He had a pretty high clearance. I mean, it was long past the time he served. But he said it was uncanny what he would see, what he would get, the information that would, you know, that would go through his place, his office. And then how, in the case where he, you know, this is why he quit, because under Clinton, the spin they put on this stuff was just, he just could wrap his head around it. And it began to drive him to the point he says, I can't do this anymore. That's when he left the military. So it's already filtered there. At the source, it's filtered. Then it gets filtered again. Then it gets filtered again by the media, especially the lefty media. So a lot of stuff gets strained out before we even see it. A lot of facts are omitted for convenience sake or for political purposes, and we never get to vote on it, let alone know about it. And I mean, just to add to it, the intelligence apparatus of our nation has way too much power and authority. Way, way too much. Trying to pull that in, not going to be an easy task. That could be a great job for RFK Jr. And a difficult task, nonetheless. Nobody likes to give away power, and they have a whole lot of it. And they go unfettered. And they don't even have to, you know, show what they're spending these vast amounts of money on.
Now, we tried to get a bill pushed through to document where the money was going.
Democrats said no.
Yeah, there was that detail.
Yeah.
Mm. Wonder why they didn't want us to know where the money was going. That seems odd.
Well, because maybe a lot of these intelligence folks are kind of working their agenda angle, so to speak.
That explains a lot.
Yeah. It is 9:28. It's the Bob Rose Show. It's Greg Cassidy. It's Thursday. 15 minutes away from things that make you smile. More headlines coming up on 97.3 The Sky. I guess we shouldn't be too shocked. Teachers are quitting at a concerning rate. And, of course, that's going to impact students' education. We'll get into that. It is 9:36. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Thank you for supporting what we do. We appreciate it. And a reminder, you can always download the podcast. You'll never miss any of the Bob Rose Show. Every issue, every guest we have on now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast, hit subscribe. It's no fee. Remember, I always used to be, I'm not subscribing. But, yeah, there's not always a paywall for everybody, and certainly not for us. Okay. Teachers of Tomorrow reported that there were 55,000 vacant positions.
Wow.
And an additional 270,000 teaching posts currently filled by underqualified teachers earlier this year.
Wow.
Teachers are continuing to feel burned out and leaving the industry at a concerning rate. It's an ongoing trend. It's going to impact students' education. Evan Stone, co-founded Educators for Excellence, a teacher-led organization that advocates for shaping education polity. They could teach me how
Do
to
they
talk.
Have English? I think they have English classes these days, too. They speak words.
Yeah. Yeah. Stroking out live on the air is probably not good. Is it good for ratings? I'll do it. Anyway, I mean, you know the deal.
Yeah.
They've been tracking this, and the conditions are unsustainable, they say. And so what you're getting is less qualified teachers or having to get by with less.
That's not good.
Yep. Mm. Today, only 16% of teachers said they'd recommend the profession to others. Wow. That's bad. Interesting. Mm. That's a terribly low number. Now, said it before, I'll say it again. If you're a good teacher, you'll never get paid what you're worth.
Nope.
You just won't.
No.
Just like if you're a great cop, great firefighter, you're not going to get paid what you're really worth. But there's a certain calling. And teaching is awesome. The impact that you have on young lives. I mean, I was never in the regular classroom per se, but I had a small karate studio that I ran for a period of half a dozen years. And I can tell you that. I mean, I'm still friends with these kids. That was 23, 4 years ago.
Wow.
And I got to tell you, they've all gone on to be very successful. Is it all because of me? Oh, my big head would like to think so. But no, I think I played a role in that. And so teachers, you do have such an influencing ability, motivating. Man, I remember Mr. Marcus. I never forget the teachers had impact on me, except maybe their name, because I haven't told the story in a long time. But he was a teacher that said, if you're used to getting a B, you'll get a C in my class.
Wow.
And he just put that out there.
He's tough.
And he wasn't kidding. Sometimes, you know, they blow a little smoke, then you're all scared, and then they just kind of lay back, put their feet up. No, he wasn't that kind of guy. He was for real. He wanted you to do the work. But he did give you opportunity for extra credit. So I did work hard in that class, and I did have some general like, I guess, for American history. But he made you work.
Yeah.
And I did the extra credit. And I got a B, and I was on the AB honor roll, so I mean, that was good. And then a friend of mine, David Kelzer, he got a B. He never got a B his whole life.
Oh, no.
Wow.
Oh,
you talk about a kid feeling rejection, dejection like I've never seen before.
Wow.
And he was a great kid. And man, that really affected him, at least temporarily. Yeah, and a very, like, competitive, well-educated family. And I think he might have been the youngest. So, I don't know. Like, 5 brothers and sisters.
Mm.
And he was one of the few kids that could beat me in ping pong. And he could beat me soundly. Because since he was about 4,
yeah,
his older brothers and sisters had been drilling him on it. Oh, yeah.
That's funny.
Yeah. So there's my little story about the importance of education, and when only 16% would recommend, to other people thinking about what to do to go into teaching, that is sad. And I get it from the standpoint of, apparently in the classroom, there is so much minutia and hoops you got to jump through that, you know, it's almost like, oh, yeah, and by the way, yeah, you got to do this teaching thing, too.
Yeah.
So, yeah. The only thing you can say is, hey, you get some time off. Usually the benefits are decent, but the overall pay, it's not good. It's not good. And you're not going to get paid what you're worth if you're doing a good job. And it is tough to get people to come into that and to stick with it.
Yeah.
And the challenges are greater now because of the behavioral issues.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you know, you get lucky and you get in some of the, you know, the advanced classes and, you know, the well-behaved kids. But there's a lot more of the not-so-well-behaved classes that you have to deal with. Immigration laws should not be made stricter, but rather looser, to allow more immigrants to cross international borders. Now, there's somebody who, if they're a politician, they are not going to do well.
Nobody's going to
vote. This guy is going to get voted out.
Absolutely.
Except I don't think it works that way, because it was Pope Francis who said it.
He already got voted in, so, yeah.
And Pope Francis, you know, you live in the Vatican.
Mm-hmm.
I can tell you...
Because you've been there.
There's not any immigrants that I saw inside the Vatican walls. Temporary people that walk through, pay a fee.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, a lot of them.
But you got walls, and walls work, right?
Yeah, they don't get to stay. They don't get to hang out. They don't get to live there. No.
Walls
no
and security, I'll bet.
So it is, yeah. Uh-huh. So you live literally in the ivory tower. You live behind walls.
Yes.
And you say to the rest of the world, you shall allow immigrants to come in and cross your borders.
Hmm.
Where does that come from? What is the idea behind that? I just wonder, where does that come from? That you wouldn't see, you know, how important it is to have secure borders.
Right.
So that you can protect the people that live there, so that you can protect the sovereignty of the nation.
Mm-hmm.
Why would you give that all away? Now, maybe it'll bring more people to Jesus, okay, by having open borders. Because when gangs are armed running down your apartment hallways like they are in Aurora, Colorado, and the police aren't able to do anything about it, people will drop to their knees and pray, God help us. So maybe that's his intent. I'm sorry, I don't mean to be maybe quite so snarky, but how else are you supposed to look at it? He says, rather than more restrictive laws and the militarization of borders, what is needed is an expansion of secure and regular means of access and a global governance of migrants based on justice, fraternity, and solidarity. Governance, a global governance. You mean, oh, let's just sign our sovereignty over to, say, oh, I don't know, the United Nations?
No,
would
thanks.
That be good?
Well, it's the goal.
Hey, didn't the Catholic Church pretty much have their shot of running the whole of Europe and then some?
Pretty much.
And what did they do with that? Yeah. Yeah. There you go. Read a history book.
Oh, yeah. That's it.
Davis Gainesville Chevrolet Skylines, and Mike, you're on the air.
Hey, Bob, since you were bringing up education, my kids are older now, so they're all out, but my wife is still slightly into teaching, and in Citrus County... there is a little bit of an uproar lately. You got to pay attention to your kids' homework because they had stuck some DEI stuff in there. And a good friend of our son, who's like 8 or 9 years old, was completely confused about what DEI is. And his dad had to have a good stern talk to him. And they sent a letter back to the school. But check your kids' homework because they're trying to stick this stuff into your child's head.
That's one of the very few silver linings of the COVID thing was kids sent home and doing their schoolwork. Parents were looking over their shoulder and following up on this and started to see the curriculum. And many were outraged and shocked.
Yep.
And so the battle will continue and they will disguise this. All these big companies that you say, oh, we're not going to do the DEI. We're getting rid of DEI. I know at UF they did away with DEI. Baloney.
No.
They did away with it being out front and maybe having an office and such, but
for the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number
number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
I guess we shouldn't be too shocked. Teachers are quitting at a concerning rate. And, of course, that's going to impact students' education. We'll get into that. It is 9:36. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Thank you for supporting what we do. We appreciate it. And a reminder, you can always download the podcast. You'll never miss any of the Bob Rose Show. Every issue, every guest we have on, now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast. Hit subscribe. It's no fee. Remember, I always used to be, I'm not subscribing. But, yeah, there's not always a paywall for everybody, and certainly not for us. Okay. Teachers of Tomorrow reported that there were 55,000 vacant positions.
Wow.
And an additional 270,000 teaching posts currently filled by underqualified teachers earlier this year.
Wow.
Teachers are continuing to feel burned out and leaving the industry at a concerning rate. It's an ongoing trend. It's going to impact students' education. Evan Stone, co-founded Educators for Excellence, a teacher-led organization that advocates for shaping education polity. They could teach me how
to
talk.
Do they have English? I think they have English classes these days, too. They speak words.
Yeah. Yep. Stroking out live on the air is probably not good. Is it good for ratings? I'll do it. Anyway, I mean, you know the deal.
Yeah.
They've been tracking this, and the conditions are unsustainable, they say. And so what you're getting is less qualified teachers or having to get by with less.
That's not good.
Yep. Mm. Today, only 16% of teachers said they'd recommend the profession to others. Wow, that's bad. Interesting. Hmm. That's a terribly low number. Now, said it before, I'll say it again. If you're a good teacher, you'll never get paid what you're worth.
Nope.
You just won't.
No.
Just like if you're a great cop, great firefighter, you're not going to get paid what you're really worth, but there's a certain calling. And teaching is awesome. The impact that you have on young lives. I mean, I was never in the regular classroom per se, but I had a small karate studio that I ran for a period of half a dozen years. And I can tell you that, I mean, I'm still friends with these kids. That was 23, 4 years ago.
Wow.
And I got to tell you, they've all gone on to be very successful. Is it all because of me? Oh, my big head would like to think so. But no, I think I played a role in that. And so teachers, you do have such an influencing ability. Motivating. Man, I remember Mr. Marcus. Mark, sorry. I was like, I never forget the teachers had impact on me, except maybe their name, because I haven't told the story in a long time. But he was a teacher that said, if you're used to getting a B, you'll get a C in my class.
Wow.
And he just put that out there.
He's tough.
And he wasn't kidding. Sometimes, you know, they blow a little smoke, then you're all scared, and then they just kind of lay back, put their feet up. No, he wasn't that kind of guy. He was for real. He wanted you to do the work. But he did give you opportunity for extra credit. So I did work hard in that class, and I did have some general like, I guess, for American history. But he made you work.
Yeah.
And I did the extra credit. And I got a B, and I was on the AB honor roll. So, I mean, that was good. And then a friend of mine, David Kelzer, he got a B. He never got a B his whole life.
Oh, no.
Wow, talk about a kid feeling rejection, dejection, like I've never seen before.
Wow.
And he was a great, you know, he was a great kid. And man, that really affected him, at least temporarily. Yeah. And a very like competitive, well-educated family. And I think he was, he might have been the youngest. So, I don't know. Like, five brothers and sisters.
Mm.
And he was one of the few kids that could beat me in ping pong. And he could beat me soundly. Because since he was about four, his older brothers and sisters had been drilling him on it.
That's funny.
Yeah. So, there's my little story about the importance of education. And when only 16% would recommend, you know, to other people thinking about what to do to go into teaching, that is sad. And I get it from the standpoint of, apparently in the classroom, there is so much minutia and hoops you got to jump through.
Mm-hmm.
That, you know, it's almost like, oh, yeah, and by the way, yeah, you got to do this teaching thing, too.
Yeah.
So, yeah, the only thing you can say is, hey, you get some time off. Usually the benefits are decent, but the overall pay, it's not good. It's not good, and you're not going to get paid what you're worth if you're doing a good job. And it is tough to get people to come into that and to stick with it.
Yeah.
And the challenges are greater now because of the behavioral issues.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you know, you get lucky and you get in some of the, you know, the advanced classes and, you know, the well-behaved kids. But there's a lot more of the not-so-well-behaved classes that you have to deal with. Immigration laws should not be made stricter, but rather looser, to allow more immigrants to cross international borders. Now, there's somebody who, if they're a politician, they are not going to do well.
Nobody's going to
vote. This guy is going to get voted out.
Absolutely.
Except I don't think it works that way, because it was Pope Francis who said it.
He already got voted in, so, yeah.
And Pope Francis, you know, you live in the Vatican.
Mm-hmm.
I can tell you,
because you've been there,
there's not any immigrants that I saw inside the Vatican walls. Temporary people that walk through, pay a fee.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, a lot of them.
But you got walls. They don't get walls, and walls work, right?
Yeah, they don't get to stay. They don't get to hang out. They don't get to live there. No.
Walls
no
and security, I'll bet.
So it is, yeah. Uh-huh. So you lived literally in the ivory tower. You live behind walls.
Yes.
And you say to the rest of the world, you shall allow immigrants to come in and cross your borders.
Hmm.
Where does that come from? What is the idea behind that? I just wonder, where does that come from? That you wouldn't see, you know, how important it is to have secure borders.
Right.
So that you can protect the people that live there, so that you can protect the sovereignty of the nation.
Mm-hmm.
Why would you give that all away? Now, maybe it'll bring more people to Jesus, okay, by having open borders. Because when gangs are armed running down your apartment hallways like they are in Aurora, Colorado, and the police aren't able to do anything about it, people will drop to their knees and pray, God help us. So maybe that's his intent. I'm sorry, I don't mean to be maybe quite so snarky, but how else are you supposed to look at it? He says, rather than more restrictive laws and the militarization of borders, what is needed is an expansion of secure and regular means of access and a global governance of migrants based on justice, fraternity, and solidarity. Governance, a global governance. You mean, oh, let's just sign our sovereignty over to, say, oh, I don't know, the United Nations?
No, thanks.
Would that be good?
Well, it's the goal.
Hey, didn't the Catholic Church pretty much have their shot of running the whole of Europe and then some?
Pretty much.
And what did they do with that? Yeah. Yeah. There you go. Read a history book.
Oh, yeah. That's it.
Davis Gainesville Chevrolet Skylines, and Mike, you're on the air.
Hey, Bob. Since you were bringing up education, my kids are older now, so they're all out. But my wife is still slightly into teaching, and in Citrus County, there is a little bit of an uproar lately. You got to pay attention to your kids' homework because they had stuck some DEI stuff in there. And a good friend of our son, who's like 8 or 9 years old, was completely confused about what DEI is. And his dad had to have a good stern talk to him. And they sent a letter back to the school But check your kids' homeworks, because they're trying to stick this stuff into your child's head.
That's one of the very few silver linings of the COVID thing was kids sent home and doing their schoolwork. Parents were looking over their shoulder and following up on this and started to see the curriculum. And many were outraged and shocked.
Yep.
And so the battle will continue and they will disguise this. All these big companies that you say, oh, we're not going to do the DEI. We're getting rid of DEI. I know at UF they did away with DEI. Baloney.
No.
They did away with it being out front and maybe having an office and such, but they're still carrying forward those principles. So, yeah, keep your eyes peeled for sure. Let's go to the Davis-Gainesville Skylines once again. And Scott, good morning.
Hey, Bob, I'm listening to the last three topics, and believe it or not, the three topics you've been covering are all interrelated. You talked about the demasculinization of America. God knows that's extremely obvious that maleness and men are portrayed as toxic. Mix that with this fake compassion of our border, this womanization of our policies, weakness, lack of masculinity. The same thing in the public schools, the lack of strong male leadership. If you want to boil it down to what's destroying the world, destroying our nation, making all of society just crumble, it's the demasculization. There is no male leadership. There is no strength anymore. It's frowned upon. Thank you very much.
Well, and it began with tearing families apart.
Yep.
I mean, you know, there's no reason to get married and look after your children. You can have multiple baby mamas and things like that. So, you know, government enslaved people, send them a check. Mm-hmm. And then began the degradation of what we call the nuclear family. And Thomas Sowell is where he is the source for a lot of my information when it comes to things that the black community went through from a historic perspective. He knows a lot about that. Very learned man. And I remember one of the studies that I looked at. It showed how the high schools in Washington, D.C., for simple terms, three areas black, one area white. Three black high schools, one white. Washington, D.C. in the 40s. Okay? The black high schools performed at the same level and in a few cases performed better than the white school. The students performed better in some things, but at least as good in almost everything else. Well, what happened? What happened was the family got destroyed. Back then, the family stuck together. Well, they had to. You know, economic reasons, for one, but also a strength by their spiritual connection, you know, Christianity, going to church, a sense of community, all those things. But you saw it destroyed in the black community, like at a much faster rate, in a much bigger way than anywhere else. And Thomas Sowell pointed that out. And I'll always remember that. Yes, family is huge. And family is the enemy of the far left Marxist regime. So just keep that in mind. They're not, watch them. Oh, yeah, they'll tell you they give you a tax credit, the child tax credit. But they are not pro-family, not by a long shot. 949 on the Bob Rose Show. Hey, it's time for things that make you smile. Upbeat positive thoughts. Call now. 877-975-9825. It's brought to you by the best dentist in the whole world, Robin Larson Dental. Call now for things that make you smile. Another gorgeous day. Thank the Creator. Thank you, Lord. For thinking about me. I'm alive and doing fine.
There you are. See, an optimistic view.
That's a good sign.
Yeah.
Sign.
Mm-hmm.
Everywhere a sign. Who did that song?
I'm writing this down.
Who did that song? Five Man Electrical Band.
Was it?
Like Stumped You. That is good. Bob, Greg, Zero.
And I should know that because years ago in St. Louis, we actually did a thing where there was a promotion with yard signs for the radio station. Mm-hmm. And that was the theme music to the promotion.
Well, the Tesla redid it.
Yes.
They rocked it up a little bit, but it was still a good rock song anyway.
Elon Musk?
Yeah. It is, is it 9:54? Yeah, call in now, 877-975-9825. Time for Things That Make You Smile, brought to you by the best dentist in the whole world, Robin Larson Dental. Good morning, Deborah. What's making you smile?
Hey, I'm on my way to Palatka, across Palatka in the St. John River for an appointment. Usually I lose your signal about 5 miles outside of Palatka before I get to the St. John. Well, this morning, as you can hear, I'm across the river and through the woods on my way to Panama Park, and I still got your signal.
God bless the people in Putnam County. God bless you, yeah. Deborah. Appreciate it. Good morning, Mark. What's making you smile?
Hey, Bob. What's making me smile is I have these solar-powered motion-detecting LED bright lights on the patio off the master bedroom. And last night, they flicked on for the first time in months, and I was able to look out the window and see a nice, amazing armadillo. It's my first live armadillo viewing, and he was just nosing about innocently in the grass. So that was that made me smile.
Yeah, be careful. I think they carry the plague or something like that. Don't go out there playing with them. Don't go out there messing with them. Don't pick one up and lick it. Oh, my way to work.
Yes.
I had a big old mama deer. She was the fattest, biggest mama deer I've seen in Florida.
Really?
It's crossed right in front. When I say right in front of me, probably, 40 yards in front of me. But yeah. I'm traveling at, 62 miles an hour or whatever.
Sure.
And, it's like by the time you actually react, it was on the brake, but by the time you react, the deer's already crossed the road and just about gone. And I'm thinking, man, if it was a lot closer than that, you don't. And I had my brights on.
Yeah.
So now you still don't really see them coming. And
were
man, she was a big mama.
Were there does?
No. Okay. I don't think she's had does in years. I think she's a big old grandma deer.
Grandma deer. Not sure what you call those. But
anyway.
You don't have time.
Grandma doe?
Sure. Why not?
You know what's coming up.
I do.
The Smoking Gun is coming up, and it's brought to you by Lawful Defense and Shoot GTR. Hang on.
Afternoons at 3.
I have real anger towards what is a massive security failure.
Sean Hannity.
And frankly, save me the lectures from Democrats and the left, their incendiary rhetoric.
On 97.3 The Sky.
Time now for The Smoking Gun, brought to you by Lawful Defense Shoot GTR. MAGA. What is MAGA? It recalls a nation brimming with vitality, can-do spirit, hope, and belief in itself. America that was beginning to confront its darker shadows, acknowledging injustices past and present, yet at the same time could celebrate its successes. It was a nation of broad prosperity, the world's most vibrant middle class, idealistic beliefs, freedom, justice, democracy. It was a nation that led the world in innovation. It was the healthiest country in the world. That's what MAGA is, according to Robert F. Kennedy Jr. And yes, what MAGA means is your smoking gun. The Smoking Gun is brought to you by Lawful Defense and Shoot GTR. On behalf of Greg Cassidy, I'm Bob Rose. God bless you and your family. Have a great, safe day. See ya. Another gorgeous day. Thank the Creator. Thank you, Lord, for thinking about me. I'm alive and doing fine.
There you are. See, an optimistic view.
That's a good sign.
Yeah.
Sign.
Mm-hmm.
Everywhere a sign. Who did that song?
I'm writing this down.
Who did that song? Five Man Electrical Band.
Was it?
Like Stumped You. That is good. Bob, one, Greg, zero.
And I should know that because years ago in St. Louis, we actually did a thing where there was a promotion with yard signs for the radio station.
Mm-hmm.
And that was the theme music to the promotion.
Well, yeah. The Tesla redid it.
Yes.
They rocked it up a little bit, but it was still a good rock song anyway.
Elon Musk?
Yeah. It is, is it 9:54? Yeah. Call in now, 877-975-9825. Time for Things That Make You Smile, brought to you by the best dentist in the whole world, Robin Larson Dental. Good morning, Deborah. What's making you smile?
Hey, I'm on my way to Palatka, across Palatka in the St. John River for an appointment. Usually I lose your signal about 5 miles outside of Palatka before I get to the St. John. Well, this morning, as you can hear, I'm across the river and through the woods on my way to Panama Park, and I still got your signal.
God bless the people in Putnam County. God bless you,
yeah.
Deborah. Appreciate it. Good morning, Mark. What's making you smile?
Hey, Bob. What's making me smile is I have these solar-powered motion-detecting LED bright lights on the patio off the master bedroom. And last night they flicked on for the first time in months, and I was able to look out the window and see a nice, amazing armadillo. It's my first live armadillo viewing, and he was just nosing about innocently in the grass. So that was that made me smile.
Yeah, be careful. I think they carry the plague or something like that. Don't go out there playing with them. Don't go out there messing with them. Don't pick one up and lick it. Oh, my way to work.
Yes.
I had a big old mama deer. She was the fattest, biggest mama deer I've seen in Florida.
Really?
It's crossed right in front. Well, when I say right in front of me, probably, 40 yards in front of me. But yeah. I'm traveling at, 62 miles an hour or whatever.
Sure.
And, it's like by the time you actually react, before it was on the break, but by the time you react, the deer's already crossed the road and just about gone. And I'm thinking, man, if it was a lot closer than that, you don't. And I had my brights on.
Yep.
So now you still don't really see them coming. And
were
man, she was a big mama.
Were there does?
No.
Okay.
I don't think she's had does in years. I think she's a big old grandma deer.
Grandma deer. Not sure what you call those. But
anyway.
You don't have time.
Grandma doe?
Sure. Why not?
You know what's coming up.
I do.
The Smoking Gun is coming up, and it's brought to you by Lawful Defense and Shoot GTR. Hang on.
Afternoons at 3.
I have real anger towards what is a massive security failure.
Sean Hannity.
And frankly, save me the lectures from Democrats and the left, their incendiary rhetoric.
On 97.3, The Sky.
Time now for The Smoking Gun, brought to you by Lawful Defense, Shoot GTR. MAGA. What is MAGA? It recalls a nation brimming with vitality, can-do spirit, hope, and belief in itself. America that was beginning to confront its darker shadows, acknowledging injustices past and present, yet at the same time could celebrate its successes. It was a nation of broad prosperity, the world's most vibrant middle class, idealistic beliefs, freedom, justice, democracy. It was a nation that led the world in innovation. It was the healthiest country in the world. That's what MAGA is, according to Robert F. Kennedy Jr. And yes, what MAGA means is your smoking gun. The Smoking Gun is brought to you by Lawful Defense and Shoot GTR. On behalf of Greg Cassidy, I'm Bob Rose. God bless you and your family. Have a great, safe day. See ya.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nore taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nore.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.